Hey you guys, welcome back to the Shattered Diamond Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in week after week. I am your host Cash, and I am just going to jump right into our topic for the week. And this week is boundaries. It's about setting boundaries and how you can make sure that you are sticking to those. So if you haven't seen the movie Cinderella, first off, I'm sorry that you did not have a dope childhood, because I'm pretty sure I've seen every single episode, not every single episode, every single version of Cinderella, even the one that doesn't make sense, and y'all know exactly the one I'm talking about if you've seen Cinderella. But I call what happens when you don't set boundaries and you allow people to walk over you and treat you in any kind of way Cinderella syndrome. So basically in Cinderella, if you did not watch it, go watch it. It's on Disney Plus. I'm pretty sure you can probably find it on Netflix and Hulu. Maybe just search it. I think it's even on YouTube. But Cinderella, she has an evil stepmom and stepsisters that basically walk all over her. Her life wasn't always that way. She was a daughter to a single dad. He got married. Dad passed away. Cinderella was stuck with the evil people. How it ends is, you already know, it's a Disney movie. So it ends with her finding Prince Charming and becoming, I think he's Prince Charming, and becoming a princess. And to me, this might just be how I think, but I don't really think the story of Cinderella is her finding a prince. I feel like it's her finding herself and remembering her worth. So, I'm calling this Cinderella syndrome. Cinderella syndrome is basically allowing people to walk all over you because you forgot your worth. You might be real life Cinderella when you're the one taking care of everybody, everything, everywhere. And don't get me wrong, it's okay to take care of people, but you have to take care of yourself first. And that's something that I have struggled with for so long. Even before I even had kids, it was something I struggled with. I was always doing everything for everyone. And I'm not saying we do stuff for people to get it back, but it would be nice to have some of that support returned. But that's something I struggled with for so long. I base my life around other people, helping other people. That's honestly the reason why I never left the state. Before I had kids, and when I was thinking about going to school, I wanted to go to school Bowie State in Maryland, because I grew up in Maryland, and I went there, and I just felt like, this is where I'm gonna go. Once I graduate high school, this is where I'm going. Like, I love this school. But when I was applying for schools, my sister got pregnant, obviously it was my senior year in high school, and I was told, like, but you're not gonna see them grow up, you're not gonna be able to help, and I'm just like, oh, I love babies, like, of course I would want to stay. So that's what I base my life around, and honestly, that's what my life has been, taking care of everybody else, making sure that everybody else is happy, and putting myself in the background just like everybody else did. But it got to a point after I had the girls when I was just like, no, enough is enough. Like, I can't do everything for everyone because I have me and my kids to take care of. So I've had to start setting some boundaries, respectfully setting some boundaries. So it's not saying yes all the time, and it's not saying no all the time. It's being okay with me not being able to necessarily be there for somebody. Like, hey, can you do this for me? Actually, no, not right now, because I have prior commitments. And it could be you just need some time to yourself, whatever it is. But you have to be okay with not always saying yes and not always saying no and not feeling bad about it. Because I hated being the yes person. And I would spread myself so thin that when it came time to me to do something for myself, I did not have the energy because I was putting it everywhere else. And something else that I struggled with was allowing people to guilt trip me into stuff. like, oh, but you'll do this and this won't happen. And if that, what if I stub my toe because you're not whatever it is, I allowed people to guilt trip me into stuff. But then that was another boundary I just had to set. I had to learn to say no and be okay with my no's not requiring an explanation. And they better not demand an explanation. Because you can say no. You don't have to say yes to every single person, every single thing. If it does not fit your schedule, if it's not life or death, I'm not telling you, your friends telling you they need you to take them to surgery or they're going to die. And you're just be like, no, I got a nail appointment tomorrow. That's not what I'm saying. You can pick and choose when you are going to set those boundaries. For instance, let's say everybody's working from home these days, right? Maybe you're working for corporate America, or maybe you actually are like, hey, let me get a business going with everything going on. Let me start a business. You are going to have set hours. You should have set hours. Like, these are my non-negotiable hours. From 1 to 3, I am talking to my clients. If you need me to do something within that time frame, it's not going to work. I can do it before or I can do it after. But right then, this time, 1 to 3 on Thursdays, I can't. There's no space. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying about boundaries. Again, unless it's life and death. Unless it's life and death, then don't just blow your friend off just because. But if you have a legit reason, if it's not life or death, don't knock those boundaries down. And something else that I have struggled with is keeping those boundaries to myself. Like, not to myself, but holding myself to those boundaries. Not allowing every little thing to seep through. Everything is not an emergency. There's some stuff that can wait. And I've had to learn that as a mom. Like, yes, it'll be cool for me to be able to do this, but right now, right in this moment, I need to tend to my children. Yes, it would be great to go out with my friends, but that is not a priority at this moment. You know what your boundaries are, where they need to be placed, and you can place those without anybody saying anything. Because boundaries are going to allow you a peace of mind. If you're just running 24/7 in your head, doing everything for everybody, you're going to get burnt out, and being burnt out is so not awesome. Like, I don't know any other way to explain it without cursing, because it sucks being burnt out. You can't show up for nobody. Like, not even yourself. So you need to set some parameters, set some boundaries. That is going to, I don't want to sound like people are animals, but it's going to train people to how to approach you for the most part. Like, so I've been told, and I already know this, you teach people how to treat you. So if you are always that person that people can run to when it's not an emergency, I'm not saying that don't be that dependable friend, but you can't be so dependable that your friends are no longer independent. That your friends, I got air quotes up in the air like y'all can see me, but that your friends are so dependent on you getting everything done. Have you ever, let me just talk about work. So, I've been training for a promotion since November. They know when I come in that they can hand me a mess and I get it done, right? So, I was told to apply for the position in March. April. I applied in April, and the very next day I was told, hey, we already got everybody we need. We're just apply again in June. I applied in June, still haven't heard nothing, and I got approached again about doing it. So, I stayed doing all the things that they taught me how to do, supposedly what I was training on becoming. I was still in that role, but not necessarily in that role because I didn't have that title and I did not have that paycheck. So, I felt like I was slipping into the Cinderella syndrome at work. Like, this is, we know cash is going to get stuff done. Like, y'all, it's to the point where I walk through the door and the managers are like, all right, so where do you want to be tonight? And I'm like, I don't know. Where do you want me? Like, and it's something that I already know how to do. Something that's not, quote unquote, in the current job description that I've had. But I've had to set some boundaries with that. Like, at the end of the day, I'm putting in 102%. You have other people with this title, with this check, putting in 20%. But I'm not getting the same. Our paychecks don't reflect the same way. So I even had to put some boundaries there. Like, I can help y'all, but I'm not doing too much. Because I'm getting burnt out. I'm working, let's say, like a 4-hour shift, but I'm doing 10-hour work in those 4 hours. And that goes back to you teach people how to treat you. If you're always going to be that yes person that, and like I said, I'm not saying don't be dependable, but you have to set some boundaries. You have to. You can't just, you can show somebody what to do. And you should show people what to do if it's something that they're lacking. But then you also have to hand it back to them. Like, that's how I train people. They've pulled me off from doing whatever I was doing. Like, hey, can you train these two people on how to do this? And I will train them. And I'm not the type of person, I don't show you what to do. Just show you and then let you do it yourself. I mean, just send you out there like, okay, you got to see me do it a million times. No, I show you what to do. I watch you do it, and then I let you go. Okay? So, that's how you need to be. If your friend's like, hey, can you help me with this, write this essay? Show them how to find whatever they need. This is where you go to research. Give them the tools that they need, but stop always doing the work for them. That's what I'm saying. You teach people how to treat you. They're going to, if you let people walk over you, they're going to continue walking over you until you just become that mat from is it Beauty and the Beast? Do they have a mat that rolls up? I can't remember. I'm gonna go watch that tonight, actually. But rolls over, rolls up. Goodness gracious, Cash. But yeah, you have to stand up for yourself. I really feel like that's what happened with Cinderella. She remembered who she was and she changed the game. Like, I just saw that quote on Instagram, so I had to throw it in there. Sorry, you guys, I'm so corny. But seriously, like, that's how I see Cinderella. And that's not how I've always seen it. Of course, I saw it as, oh, it's a wonderful love story. But now, growing up, I'm like, no, this girl remembered her worth and she decided from that point on, she's not settling for less. She will not settle for less. And that needs to be you. You need to have your Cinderella moment. You need to stop scraping the floors for other people. And just remember who you are. Set those boundaries for yourself, for your future. Because if you continue to run on a hamster wheel, you're going to be in the same place over and over again. Is once you get off that thing, and you walk and you explore what else is out there and you set up those boundaries and you stick to them. That's the important part. Stick to them and even set boundaries for yourself. Like, my thing is I need to wake up before my babies do so that I can take that time to myself, so I can pour into myself, so I can spend some time with God. And that is a boundary that I've had to set up for myself. And I have to hold myself accountable to that. And not letting it come in and out. I can't allow that to happen. So what I'm saying basically is, it goes back to you teach people how to treat you. What I'm saying is, you set those boundaries for yourself. You hold yourself to those boundaries. People are going to see, Yes, Cash does not want to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning when she probably just went to sleep at 3 or 4 because her kids are kind of crazy. No, she doesn't want to get up at 6 o'clock, but she's getting up at 6 o'clock. So if I come into her life any type of way, I'm going to be, like, say if it's, like, somebody joining my team or one of my friends just wants to get back into reconnecting with God, they're going to know that, hey, I wake up at 6, this isn't moving, either you're going to catch up with me or you're going to find your own time, you're going to do your own time. We might be reading the same devotional, but it's on you, like, it's your own time for you to get that together. So, that's where I'm at. I think I rambled enough. So, I just wanted to say thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. If it resonated with you, make sure that you send a screenshot and post it on your stories and tag me on Instagram. I'm at Cash K. So, it's K-A-S-H-K-A-Y-Y. Thank you guys so much. Happy 4th.